Someone called me and he asked, "Is it weird to eat my own semen? How do you feel about eating your own cum? If you're here on this blog, you either do it, you want to do it, you're curious about doing it, or you have the fantasy but say, I would never eat my own semen." Lots of people have a mental block against cum eating. I'm not sure where I heard this, but someone called it the cum and go syndrome, because once you come, you have to go. Stop, because you lose the desire. I've talked with a lot of people with the cum fetish. If you are having trouble following through, but you really want to lick up your load, you need a cum coach. I can help you get over the hump, so to speak. Now remember, this is a powerful reaction as described by this successful cum eater. First, the post-orgasm recoil is legit. So many times I was hot to trot to gulp my own seed, and as soon as I came, it was like a sudden sobriety washed over my body, and I was like, hell no, what was I thinking? Sometimes that recoil begins during the orgasm. This isn't just a mental block. Listen, it's also physical. Because of the biology of what happens once you have an orgasm, the feel-good chemicals are released, the body says, good boy, now you can go to sleep. So if you lose the desire to eat cum after you have an orgasm, you are not alone. Still, I've got to ask, if she swallows, why don't you? Lots of articles are written about whether or not she swallows, but this poll says the cum fetish is in both genders and across all sexual orientations. So check out this poll. Who is a cum fetish? 24% said, I'm a guy and I do. 32% said, I'm a girl and I do. 27% said they never thought about it. What? They must not watch a lot of porn. And 18% said, no, I think it's gross. Let's talk about cum eating fantasy versus reality. I wonder if the 1 in 5 people who said it's gross have a cum eating fantasy. Ms. Erica and I have a BDSM kink podcast, and she has a bunch of cum eating stories. We often talk about cum eating in many episodes, but this particular one is all about cum eating. I sent this podcast to someone recently who wanted to know how to eat his own semen. Remember, just because you fantasize about a certain kink, it does not mean you actually want to act on it, and that's okay. Another interesting twist is the person who has fantasized for years about being able to eat his own semen, and then finally does it. My friend Michael is submissive, kinky, and really awesome. We started talking about getting him to eat cum. He eventually did it and realized something powerful. Here's his own words. The cum taste triggers something in me. It's both arousal and contentment at the same time. The taste triggers the submission into subspace. Oh, isn't that fantastic? That is true. A mistress can make a submissive eat cum. Sometimes all you need is a push. That's the role of a cum coach, aka mistress. That push might come in the form of CEI. I find that genuine enthusiasm, encouragement, and then very specific cum eating instructions often do the job. I also tend to add cum eating into our erotic conversations. People enjoy distance domination for a variety of reasons. Friendship, erotic conversation, a specific role play, sexual advice, and so on. So many people eventually ask something along the lines of, is it weird if I want to eat my own cum? I can calm him down by asking, how do you define weird? Personally, I think missionary position only between cis male, cis female sex is weird and boring. Often, that question is code for a deeper concern. What does it mean if I want to eat my own semen? Does this mean I'm bi or gay? Does it mean I want to suck a cock? Listen, it might mean that, but not necessarily. Not every cum eater wants to suck cock. Now, you can still wonder, is it weird to eat my own semen? Hopefully I put those fears to rest. But if you need private lessons, just give a call, 1-800-601-6975, and ask for Olivia.